Hello, and welcome to another 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. I am your host, Chandler Olson. I'm joined here today by my lovely assistant, Alexandria Olson.
Hi, everyone.
Today we'll be myth-busting some of the many false beliefs out there about astronomy. We will be covering such topics as the Earth, Moon, other planets, the Sun, and the stars, and some of the misconceptions that have developed. Isn't that right, Allie?
That is correct, Chandler.
We'll begin with our planet. What would you say is one of the misconceptions of our planet, Allie?
I would have to say the seasons. Many people believe that the seasons come about because of how close or far away the Earth is from the Sun.
That's correct, Allie. The truth is, the seasons are not caused by the Earth moving closer or farther from the Sun, but through the tilted axis of the Earth. You see, the Earth is tilted so that it spins like a misbalanced top. The hemispheres of our Earth take turns being tilted toward the Sun or tilted away from the Sun. For us in the Northern Hemisphere, when it is tilted away from the Sun, we experience winter, but when tilted towards the Sun, we experience summer.
That makes sense, Chandler.
Yes, it does. Now, to move on to our next subject, the Moon. What do you think are some of the misconceptions about the Moon?
How about the phases?
Correct again, Allie. Many believe that the Moon's phases are caused by the Earth's shadow. This, of course, is not true unless we're talking about lunar eclipses. A new Moon does not mean that the Earth is in front of the Sun, causing it to disappear, but it is because the sunlight is hitting the dark side of the Moon, causing the side that faces us to disappear. When the Moon is full, the Sun is shining onto the side that faces us, causing it to be illuminated. So the Earth's shadow has nothing to do with it.
Wow, what great information, Chandler.
Yes, it is, Allie. Now on to our next subject, the Sun.
I loved drawing pictures of the Sun when I was little.
Yes, didn't we all? Allie, when you drew the Sun, what did it look like?
I drew a circle with fire around it.
This leads us to our next misconception.
Oh?
Yes. Many believe the Sun to be some smoldering rock. The Sun is actually mostly made of gas, with very small traces of iron and other solids. The two gases, hydrogen and helium, are what causes the Sun to burn bright. The hydrogen is turned into helium through nuclear fusion. This causes the Sun to radiate heat. Because of its gravity, the center is compacted together, causing the Sun to have layers. So the Sun, in fact, is made of gas, not rock.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it is, Allie. Now on to the planets. Allie, how many planets are there?
9.
Wrong. There is, in fact, only 8 planets. Mercury through Neptune are all planets, and Pluto was up until the International Astronomical Union decided that Pluto was too small to be a planet. Pluto is now referred to as either a dwarf planet or a trans-Neptunian object.
Oh, what's that?
Great question. A trans-Neptunian object is a rock too large to be a meteor and too small to be a planet. There are currently over 1,200 trans-Neptunian objects in our solar system, the largest being Pluto and Eris.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is, Allie. Well, we've come to our last subject, the stars.
Yeah, not much is known about them, is there?
Well, actually, a lot is known. The stars are actually suns much like our own.
Really?
Yes. In fact, our sun is very small compared to other stars. In fact, according to Fraser Cain in his article for Universe Today, the largest star is Canis Majoris, a red hypergiant. This star is 2,100 times the size of our sun. So it would be like comparing a grain of sand to a baseball.
That is really big.
Yes, it is, Allie. Well, that concludes our podcast for today. I hope it was a learning experience.
I know I learned a lot, Chandler.
Thank you, and don't forget to tune in next time here on 365 Days of Astronomy.